Welcome to Raising Happy and Thriving Gifted Kids, a daily podcast where you get relatable stories, interesting lessons, and practical tips to help your kids thrive and be happy while enjoying your own life even more. What I want to talk about today to you is the concept of what is your standard from which you are parenting. Because, you know, I've always put my kids first. I think the kids and taking care of them, raising them is one of the most sacred, one of the most important things I can do in my life. So even when I'm, you know, totally wiped out, of when I'm tired or I've just worked like 60, 80, 90, 100 hour weeks, I will still make sure, you know, try to put my kids in bed, be there in the morning, hug them. And like, even if it's in less time, I want to be there. But from what standard am I doing that? I mean, there have been periods in my life that have been extremely, like, setting up several organizations and stuff like that. That asks a lot out of a person. You've had periods as well where you've been extremely busy. And, you know, I will make the time for my kids, but the quality of that time, what is that? Because there have been times where I was simply crashing and burning, which meant, you know, half the time I parked my kids in front of the TV, give them my phone, and I had to caffeinate myself just to make it to the end of the day, letting go of pretty much every standard I had. So the question is, like, if you're that far through your energy, like, what is happening? And based on that, actually, I made a scale. And I often ask it to parents, and I want to ask you too, like, what does your parenting currently look like if you look at it from an energy perspective? Is parenting for you like just sitting on your sofa all day, not moving? That's, you know, the first option. Second option is, you know, parenting is like a walk in the park. It's just comfortable. You know, your heart rate goes up slightly, but it's nowhere near impressive. And you could do it all day. It doesn't matter. Or is, you know, parenting more like running a 5K while you're a very well-trained athlete? Well-trained athletes can run 5K a day. It doesn't really matter. It's like just, you know, you just do it and your body can easily handle it. Or is it like running a marathon? Like, that's a fourth option. And running a marathon, like, some people can do that like once a year. There are like these crazy people who can do a marathon a day for like a month or something. But those are like genetic freaks. And they're still running a marathon. Like, still doing a good job, they've trained for it, and they know they will finish. It's uncomfortable, it's deeply uncomfortable, but you can still finish. Or are you at the level that you're not dying in a marathon? Like, my wife, she, you know, signed up for a marathon, but then she actually fell ill the day before the marathon. So she actually ran her first marathon while being ill. Like, it took everything out of her. Like, she was wiped out for 2 weeks. She simply did not die in a marathon and she did not give up. So where are you at in your parenting? Are you sitting on the sofa? Is the walk in the park? Is the race you can easily run? Is the marathon that you've trained for but it takes a lot out of you? Or are you not dying in a marathon? Or actually, are you dying in a marathon? Are you crashing and burning? And what does that look like on a day-to-day basis? Like, is that every day? Is that, you know, your average for the week, the month, the year? Like, reflect on that. What is parenting like for you? Because, you know, if you're anywhere beyond running a race, and even running a race shouldn't be like a daily thing, because your daily thing should be a walk in the park, and then once in a while you run a race, you, like, you do a longer, more intense day, or you invest more in your kids, then you're actually not doing it at a sustainable pace. You will not finish this, and there will be moments that the quality of life of your kids will suffer, and most definitely your quality of life will suffer. So what is that like? Where are you at? And what steps are you taking, in line with what we were talking about yesterday, to get yourself to a decent level? I know this is not easy. I know this does not go automatically. I have periods where I'm struggling as well. No person is perfect. But if we're going to be honest with each other, if we're going to be real, and this is what I really want to be, I'm going to be as real, honest, and authentic, you know, one person, one parent to another, then yeah, we struggle at times. No, parenting is not an easy way to get happy. But it should also not be a constant struggle. It should not wipe you out. You should not have, like, to wring the last drop of energy out of yourself just to be able to get your kids through the day. And if you're there, if you're struggling, please come to, you know, smartparentingsecrets.com. We've got, you know, free training materials. We've got support. We've got all kinds of things to help you get to a better place, because this is not the way life is supposed to be. This is not the way your life is destined to be. And this is not the kid that, or the parent that your kids deserve. Your kids deserve a parent who is enjoying themselves, who is, you know, developing themselves, who is enjoying the process, usually like a walk in the park, sometimes like running a race. And if not, make it a priority to make a difference. Decide today that you will not stop searching until you found a different way. Because yeah, like in totally crazy periods of my work, I lose it. I lose my cool. But generally, I'm able to reset in like 1 or 2 weeks and get back to a decent structural level that I can maintain for a prolonged period of time. And I wish for you the same. So raise your standards, make yourself important. Where are you at in terms of parenting, and how is that affecting your energy? If you liked this episode of Raising Happy and Thriving Kids, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast software. And if you want to dive deeply into all the things you can do to help your kids thrive, be happier while making your own life more enjoyable, go to smartparentingsecrets.com, where you can get free additional training. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, bring out the best in yourself and each other.